Hey, everybody, it's AC Green, the AC Green Show podcast. This is going to be a good one. Yeah. Y'all ever heard of mashups? I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like mashed potatoes, like with some bacon in it and fried beans or whatever. Anyway, it's a concept that allows one artist, one vocalist or musician to be able to, you know, sing many parts. So imagine one person becoming a choir. Well, I have arguably the king of mashups on my podcast. Hey, Kevin Ross, welcome to the AC Green Show podcast.
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, man, you do that thing. I mean, what made you start doing these mashups?
Honestly, I just wanted to pay tribute. And also, I wanted to, like, really stretch myself out musically and vocally, you know, in a lot of ways that I felt like I wasn't, you know, able to do on record. And so that's really how I started. And so once people started, like, reposting me, like Teddy Riley and SWV and Faith Evans and all of these really cool people as far as, like, from the 90s and even, you know, like, earlier than that, you know, I decided to stick with it because I knew that it was really kind of getting the attention of some really cool people. And yeah, I just stuck with it. So now, yeah, I'm the proclaimed mashup king.
There you go. Yeah, not a bad title to have. Hey, look, you're obviously an incredible vocalist. We're going to talk about your new music, which I happen to absolutely. I'm somewhat of a songwriter, musician myself, and when I say that this song is a hit song, you all, it is a hit song worthy of crossover airplay. Everybody's going to love it. I'll tell you the title in a minute. But I want to get into who you are as a person. What drives Kevin Ross musically? How did you start with your singing and your entertainment?
Yeah, well, my father, he's a singer. And so, you know, he sang in church. He's a deacon. So, you know, I really got it from him and just the whole my father's side of the family. And so that's kind of like the birth of it. And then just my mom and pops playing a lot of 70s music while I was younger in the house. And so that really kind of, you know, just sharpened my taste and my sense of musicality. And I just really fell in love with it, man. Just like how music could put you in a different world and a different space. How it could change how you feel and your emotions and stuff. And it can help aid you in times where you feel, you know, lonely or at your darkest. So I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be a part of the magic show, you know?
Yeah. And you sung in the choir at church?
Yeah, sang in the choir at church. I wasn't as involved as, like, most people would be. I probably had, like, a good 2 solid years at church really singing. And then after that, high school kind of took over, and then that really kind of became the, like, predominant, you know, like, time that I spent in my life was at school. I was in so many different extracurricular activities that, like, I mean, weekends was really about either if I was, like, doing something for the school or sleeping and catching up on sleep. So shout out to Duke Ellington School of the Arts in D.C.
Yeah. And look at this. So now that was sometime you got to be like around 35 years old around there.
Nah, I'm younger than that for sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, your music is older than that for sure. It's very mature.
Thank you.
You know, so, you know, while you were doing the music thing, you know, and the church thing and all that, you know, how were your peers relating to you?
I mean, we related through music. You know, that was kind of like my platform. That was my megaphone. So that's how we related. Anything that came out, rap, hip hop, R&B, whatever it was, like, I just had my ear to the street. I had my ear to just with everything that was going on. So any conversations that had anything to do with music, that's how I really, like, connected and bonded with my peers. And so, yeah, I mean, it really took over my life very fast once I kind of decided that was what I wanted to do.
All right, so look at this. If you had to pick 30 seconds of your absolute favorite song, it could be one of your songs, or it could be a song, Stevie Wonder, it could be any of your favorite songs. If you had to pick 30 seconds of your favorite song, what song would it be?
30 seconds of a song. I'm trying to think. It's definitely a Stevie Wonder song. It's definitely, you know what, like, I feel like I wanna dig in the crates, but I'm not gonna dig too much in the crates of Stevie stuff, and I'm gonna keep it As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving. And her runs buzz, the wild bloom in early May. Just as hey, no love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be in love with you always.
Yeah, Kevin Ross, everybody. Where you living now? Where you hang out in the world?
I'm out on the East Coast. On the East Coast represents. So yeah, I was out in LA for a while, and I wanted to move, you know, back closer to home, East Philly to be exact, and really just kind of, you know, really get the energy and the vibe and the culture and all that stuff. So I've been enjoying it thus far.
So what you do is you tour, people see your mashups and they want more of your music and your artistry. And so they have been booking you to tour. Now we know with the coronavirus, people are not doing, you know, tours. So before the coronavirus, were you touring? That's how you made a living?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I've always had my hand in different pots. I've always had like opportunities to like, you know, go into different avenues of music. So, you know, not only am I an artist, but I'm a writer as well, you know, and also a producer. So, you know, that helped to keep the lights on just as much as performing, you know. Yeah. So, you know, when one source, you know, goes dry or goes awry as it pertains to COVID, then, you know, you get back to the studio, you know, you get back to, you know, just kind of adjusting and recalibrating. And so with that, I even added on another thing that I do now. I have a show called The Mashup Show that happens every Monday at 8 p.m. on Facebook Live, where, you know, I interview guests and celebrities and creative minds alike, and we really have a good time on there. So, you know, within this pandemic, it has allowed for me to stretch in a way that I wasn't even thinking about stretching in. But, you know, it's really fun. I'm having a good time just finding different things about myself that I never thought I could do.
So as a producer and a songwriter, would there be any music or artists that we would be familiar with that you have worked on?
Oh, for sure. So Toni Braxton, I actually became a Grammy nominated songwriter due to Toni Braxton with a project called Sex and Cigarettes. And, you know, I worked with Tank. I worked with Trey Songz. I worked with Ty Dolla $ign. I worked with Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne. I've worked with, of course, you know, old school cats, Johnny Gill, SWV, Dave Hollister, Jamie Foxx. So, you know, I've worked with a wide array of people, you know, throughout the time that I've been in the business thus far.
Yeah, listen, that's awesome. And all of what you have done, you have built it, you know, from, you know, a seed. Like most great things, they grow from a seed. Yeah. And so there are people out there who they see themselves as a seed. What would you say to those who are aspiring, not only in the arts, but in whatever area of life? Everybody has a particular tool in their belt. What is the tool in your belt that really moves you forward and encourages you?
Just my gift to execute. I'm not afraid to try different things. I'm not afraid to put myself, you know, out front. And whether it's good or bad, you know, no one can ever say that I didn't try. No one can ever say that I didn't attempt to do something different. And so, you know, with that, you know, outside of like the gifts of music or whatever, but just the gift of like following through is one of like the tools that I'm most proud of.
Yeah. You're doing a mashup. Now, how many vocals have you done on one mashup? How many? I've seen many, but what's the largest mashup that you have ever done?
The largest mashup that I've done, I mean, as far as like vocals, you know, I only got eight. It's like really like an eight track. I only got eight tracks, you know what I'm saying? And then the lead vocal as the ninth. But as far as like the longest that I've done was the tribute to Teddy Riley and Babyface when they had the versus battle.
Yeah.
On IG a couple of months ago. And I put that up, like, as soon as I saw the versus battle, like the second one, not the first one, but the second one, I was like, yo, I got to get this out like tomorrow. And I stayed up for like 12 hours just getting it done. It was like, I think the mashup was maybe 5 or 6 minutes, which was the longest that I've ever, you know, done a mashup for. But it really came together, and all of that hard work that I put in, it really showed and proved, because Teddy Riley reposted it, you know, and honestly, his visibility was at its highest just due to the versus battle. And then, you know, Babyface concurred and agreed with him. And so it was really a great moment. And just showing, you know, putting that work in and taking those leaps of faith, what that'll get you. You know, sometimes it doesn't work like that, you know, but the more shots that you put up, the better your average will become.
That's right. That's right. You obviously have vision. How long in your life, or what age were you when you knew you had vision? You didn't know that you were going to be, you know, an incredible artist and singer, vocalist like you are, but you knew it was something there. You had vision. What age were you when you knew that something, that chill, that feeling?
Maybe 15, 16, around there. It had to be like maybe 2 years into high school. I finally was able to go on stage and to do my thing. We did like a Motown tribute, so of course I impersonated Stevie Wonder, and just the energy from the crowd and just the claps and the, you know what I mean? I was just so enamored by that. And so of course, you know, that was just like the beginning phases of what fueled me. But then, you know, God kind of just continued to just whisper to my spirit that I was on the right path. And so he led me to all the places that I needed to be. And all I had to do was be available, be sensitive, you know, to the spirit, but then also be prepared within the moment. You know what I mean? I'm a firm believer in meeting God halfway. I don't pray and then just wait. I pray and I ask him to guide me. You know what I mean? I'm a move. That's why when people say, you know, Jesus take the wheel, you know, that indicates that there's motion going on. You know what I mean? If God want me to sit down, he going to sit me down, you know, i.e. the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So in those cases, there's nothing that I can do, because, you know, he's clearly shown that I needed to sit down, that the world needed to sit down and have a moment to recalibrate, to regroup. So I truly do trust when he wants me to just chill out, he has his ways of making me chill out, for better or for worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do understand.
Like, yeah, you know, it's like, dang, where does cold come from? That's him being like, yo, you need to chill out for a second, you know?
That's right. What do you see yourself doing? What is that pinnacle? What is that ultimate vision? What does Kevin Ross ultimately want to achieve?
What I want to achieve is to be one of the biggest independent R&B artists ever. And I know that that's a journey, and that's a way to go. But, you know, my company, Art Society Music Group, that I've started a couple of years ago, what I believe is, I don't believe in stars. I believe in careers. A career will last longer than a star. And so, you know, if you have the mindset of longevity and understanding that this is a marathon and not a sprint, then you will develop and understand endurance. You know what I mean? And endurance is definitely a word that's all throughout the Bible. That's just all throughout anything that is worth wisdom. People understand that you have to endure. Sometimes you have to suffer as well, you know, to gain endurance. But for me, I just want to show and demonstrate to the next generation that it's possible, that they can have a career in anything that they want to do. As long as they have vision, as long as they're clear, they don't have to sign a life away, or, you know, sell their intellectual properties and the gifts that God's given them in order to gain a level of exposure, that you can still live, you know, a financially free life, and be extremely well off while doing it on your own terms and being a master of your own destiny.
Yeah. All of that from your mouth to the heart of God. Kevin Ross, you all, I appreciate you being with us. Tell everybody how they can connect with you and check out what you do.
Make sure that you follow me at Kevin Ross Music. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can go to KevinRossMusic.com to learn more. Also, the Mashup Show every Monday, Facebook Live, 8 p.m., rain or shine. So make sure that you go and check me out. And also, I have a new project out, Audacity Volume 2, which is available at Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, you name it, whatever DSP, which means digital streaming platforms. It is available. Thank you so much, AC.
And look at this, you all. I told you. The brother is awesome. He has a song on the new project called God is a Genius. First of all, the title alone is awesome. Just the title. I mean, what were you thinking about when you did that?
Just that. I wanted shock value. You know, I wanted for people to, I wanted to see how people were going to react. I wanted if people were going to press play or not press play because it had God in it. And what I've seen is that people are more hesitant to press play because they think it's a gospel record when it's truly not. I'm an R&B artist who is a Christian man. So with that being said, there's a job to do. You know what I mean? My job is understanding that I sing about love. I sing about uplifting and positivity. But at the end of the day, when you get to know me as a person, you know that all glory and honor belongs to God. And so if you desire, if you want to know any of my movements and why me, you know, you shouldn't bring that up with me. You should ask God. You know what I mean? And so with that being said, I wanted a record that had shock value to it so that people were like, God is a genius. And it came out during a time where, you know, that wasn't necessarily the most popular phrase, especially when racial tensions were like at an all time high. But I truly do believe that. I don't believe in coincidence. And so I believe that the song really fit in. It was like perfectly fitting, you know, for that time, because it kind of went against the status quo of what everyone was feeling. So I'm really proud of the concept. It's a love song. It's a gospel song. It's everything that you want it to be. It has so many layers to it, and it can be enjoyed by all different walks of life.
And what I want you to do, before we go, I want you to recite the first verse of that song into the hook.
Are you talking about like singing or like?
I don't want you to sing it. I want you to say it. Say the words. Say the words.
All right. Hold up. Wait a minute before we take this to the limit. I want to make sure that you're in it. You can't be the only one that gets us through. Only time will help us see it, but you got to believe it. You know that love, it changes like seasons, but me and you, we fit so good. You know that Rome wasn't built in a day, but fear only gets in the way. It's not complicated. What I'm trying to say is God is a genius and me and you wouldn't be here. I know that you're heaven sent. I don't believe in coincidence. Yes, I know God is a genius. So everything happens for a reason. I know that you're heaven sent and I don't believe in coincidence. So that's awesome. Pretty much the song here.
Hey, y'all, listen, God is a genius on the new project. Kevin Ross, tell them one more time how they get your new project.
Make sure that you follow me at Kevin Ross Music for Audacity Volume 2 or KevinRossMusic.com.
All right. Thank you. My pleasure to have you on the podcast. Kevin Ross, you all check him out. And you can always go to our YouTube page, The Official AC Green Show on YouTube, because he's got, you can see what he looks like, you know, and then you can get more information because he's going to do the YouTube show too. I appreciate that. Kevin Ross, my pleasure, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, you all, listen, until next time, be well. All right, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
So.